The question is how to be bold. Literally just start trying on what it would feel like if you showed up as your highest self. What would she wear? Mm-hmm. What would she say? How would she act? Would she put up with things when things don't actually go the way she wants, or if someone is treating her not well? Like, would she still tolerate the same things? Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. That's us doing a voice check right now for welcoming you back to Questionably Awesome, the podcast where you're going to find yourself at one point or another questioning either why you're listening or if you're just super awesome for loving this podcast as much as we do.
Yep. Lots of questioning yourself on this thing.
So if you've never listened to this podcast, you can know that if you're looking for something more like an interview or very, very serious, not it.
Not this.
Not it. Scroll to something else.
Not it.
Scroll to something with a more serious topic than Questionably Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's my question. Like when people go to this podcast and they're like, I want something serious.
Yeah.
I want to learn smart things. And like
the title,
they look at Questionably Awesome. It says it right there.
We got all the clues.
Yeah.
We're giving you the clues.
I don't know what else to do other than put emojis in front of it, like a big turd emoji, just to make sure that we keep away any serious people.
Any serious Sallys out there.
Here's the thing. Do you know that you learn best in a state of joy?
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, like when you are in a state of lightness and laughter, like you're much more receptive to learning rather than just sitting there like, you know, bored out of your gourd.
In a cold, dark room.
Oh, God.
With a cold desk.
You know what we're in right now?
A cozy room.
A cozy, bright room.
It is
so
bright.
With coffee and it's super bright.
And it's happy and California sun is shining on all of you that are listening.
Oh, we're sending it out.
Because it's cold out there in some places.
That is air. It is cold out there.
I'm glad that we don't have to live in the cold. No offense to everyone.
No
offense. You guys are stronger than me.
Stronger than me. I used to. 31 years of it.
See, the fact that you can shovel snow and the women that can just handle cold like a boss.
Oh,
I admire
a cold
you
boss.
People.
Yeah, you should see me shovel.
I think it's really
You couldn't really
cool.
tell it was me because I was in many, many layers, but it looked cool.
Still, that's hard.
It didn't look cool. I don't know what I'm saying right now. What's up, Evans? Tell me about your week.
Oh, you know, it's been a really good week. And
why?
Well, I met a girl for coffee on Sunday.
Shut your face.
Stranger.
Oh, I like it. Did you say stranger danger when you were walking up?
Yeah, I was like, I should have. But she was very nice and it was nice to connect with someone.
Oh, how nice. Where'd you meet her?
We actually had a beer.
I love that.
I don't know
that.
Why I
would
just
prefer
lied
that.
To you instead. I just lied.
You're lying Straight to the up. Wrong person. Yep. I love beer. Like, I am not a person that if I see a girlfriend and it's like 10 a.m. and she's like, do you want to have a beer? I'd be like, absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Let's do this.
Let's do it. We went to that place. Have you been to Ashland Hill on Main Street? It's like a cute little...
No.
It's a cute little restaurant. They have beers on tap. And we just had a beer and I met her at this work thing.
How fun.
She's really nice.
How cool. Do you think you'll have another friend date?
Maybe.
Okay, cool.
It was kind of more of just like, cool, that was fun.
Yeah, totally. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I want to point out. Like, zero expectation on a second. Look what I just did to you.
Yeah.
I projected my need for you to have more friends. And I was like, on to you.
Yeah.
And you have zero expectation, which is why
yep.
you will have a much better experience.
So that's what I like. Friend dates, I just have to be like, was that a great moment? Or are we going to do this again? I don't know.
If you
really enjoyed it, you'd probably be like, hey, you know what? I could call her again, or I can text her again. So that's cool. I love that.
Yeah.
That's
she was great. A really cool person, and I would love to hang out again. It's weird. It's like dating.
It's exactly like dating. That's why people are like, it's so hard to make friends when you're older. I'm like, yeah, because you have to initiate everything, because there's no like, hey, meet you next Wednesday at volleyball again.
Yep.
Or, oh, let's go do our cheerleading. Clearly, I wasn't a cheerleader. Let's go do our cheerleading thing again on Tuesday that we have to do to be ready for the basketball game.
Let's do our tumbles or like, whatever you call them.
Nothing is keeping you together. There's no like, oh, it's recess. I get to go connect with Mary again.
No.
Yeah.
There's nothing. No connecting at the handlebars.
No, nothing. You have to create it. You have to be like,
I don't monkey bars. You don't connect on the handlebars.
We are so out of practice. Actually, there are kids who like, they'd be like, want to ride on my handlebars? Because that's what kids sound like.
Hey, hop on for a spin.
Hey, you should do that. Like, go pick her up and be like, get on the handlebars. We're going to connect.
I will say, I think she was a little turned off when I arrived with my bike helmet on and was like parking my bike like a huge nerd.
Oh, like, what's up? My God. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Like, what's happening?
That's amazing that we can actually like talk like it is dating and be like, oh, I think they got a little turned off by the helmet, but
I think she did.
She probably immediately fell in love with you though afterward.
I don't know.
You know what?
You know what? It's okay if she didn't.
Do you know why your helmet would actually turn me on as a friend? Let me tell you.
Because I value safety?
Yes. Because I'd be like, here's what I would picture. Oh man, what if I get close to her during this beer date and she decides to not be safe in traffic on the way home, and I just totally connected with her, gets hit by a car, doesn't have a helmet on. Mm-mm. So at least now all of my fears are protected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you're riding your bike in Santa Monica, you should wear a helmet.
Do you know what you just reminded me of?
What?
How weird I was when I was a little kid. So I met this...
I'm so glad that memory came up for you.
So I was making friends when I was little, and I don't remember who the person was, but I remember telling this story because I felt so nerdy.
Yeah.
I met like either a girl or a group of new girls, and it was the first time my parents were making me wear helmets on bikes. And I like always was just a like right away, super just like real or nerdy, whatever one it was. I was real nerdy. So I was real and nerdy immediately.
Yeah.
And I remember going up to this girl and being like, hey, I'm Lori. I have to wear an eggshell on my head when I'm on a bike. Ha 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 ha. Cause my parents make me. And because I thought it'd be so funny to say eggshell instead of helmet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then I remember like they did not receive it well. So I would just be like, note to self. Don't intro it as
an
eggshell. And it stuck with me, like saying, I have to wear an eggshell on my head, thinking, what a nerd. Like I replayed that in my head so many times. I would not have ever recalled that memory in a million years if you hadn't just
brought
that up. Thank you for that.
And had I met you in the eggshell helmet, I'd be like, this is my people.
She really does value safety.
I would have knocked helmets with you and be like, let's do this.
Oh my God, could we do that one day?
Yes.
While we're drinking beer?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm glad we're on that same page. Okay, guess what?
What?
I'm getting a new puppy.
Stop it right now.
I know.
I know you already told me this, but I'm full of joy.
Yeah. My announcement, I think, is just the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. I saw it on Instagram and I was like, screenshotting. Thank you. It's a pregnancy stick that says you're having another dog. And literally, I was like, oh my God, it legitimately, like if I peed on a stick this morning, that's what it would say.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow I am getting another dog. And it just happened super miraculously. And I think that the crazy thing is so many people have been like, oh my gosh, you should get a dog right away. You should, you know, or some people have been like, I had to wait forever. I'm finding this house is just the coldest, most empty place ever to come home to without Waffles' soul here. We always said that Waffles was the heartbeat of the home. I have mugs everywhere, unfortunately, that say your house is not a home without a dog. And so I'm drinking out of them going, it's not.
You're right.
Oh my God. So yeah, it's so crazy. So last night, we did a meditation and a prayer. I'm not kidding you. This
you
is
did?
What, like about two waffles. Yes, we so prayed sweet. To waffles.
I love
and
it.
And we were just like, hey, we need another dog. And Waffles was like, yes, please do. You guys are pathetic. Because that's what she says.
She's I could hear her.
She was like, roll my rod. Get over it. I'm up here with Rod. My original Roner. And then we said, okay, Waffles, God. We were literally just asking.
She's so, probably eating sushi when you guys.
Oh, she legit was like leaned back in a lazy boy.
Yeah.
Having sushi, but she wasn't using chopsticks. She was literally just two paws together, tossing them up in the air and grabbing them with her mouth right next to God. It was the cutest visual.
That's so good.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm happy for y'all.
I'm so excited because a lot of people I've talked to too, because I've, you know, shared obviously Waffles passing like up and down Montana, which is our street. Yeah. Cause everyone's like, where's Waffles? Where's Waffles? I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. But anyway, so many people were like, you know, when my dog passed, the best thing that I did was get another dog right away because it just had something to focus on. And
yeah,
I am a dog person.
You like, totally are a dog person.
I must have dog. Must.
You must have.
Dog.
And this is going to be an amazing new adventure.
Yeah.
Just bring a whole new energy and
yeah.
Waffles is going to love watching along.
Oh yeah. She's going to be like, she's going to be laughing at us.
Yeah. She 100% is.
So I'm really excited about that. And I think the thing for anybody who's lost a dog or whose dog is, you know, older or whatever that is, like mm-hmm. you're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what comes up for you or how you feel, like you will figure it out and it will, whatever's right for you is right for you.
100%.
So 100%. I can't freaking wait. And I'm not telling you the name yet. Oh wait, they're going to totally know because it's next week.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. It's a boy and his name is Bananas.
Bananas.
Do you know why? Because when we pick up his poop every day, we're going to be like, this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
So yeah, that's our neighbors are not our friends for many reasons like that. Just kidding. They probably would be, but we don't have kids and they like all have kids.
Yeah. They're going to love bananas.
We talk and say hello. We're super cordial. It's not that we're not friends. It's just that they definitely have the blow up tent house, the bounce house in every weekend. And clearly probably be weird to invite us to the bounce house, even though we're like, we can hear you having fun. Yeah,
let us over there.
We can see the bounce house. God.
They're like popping up over the fence.
Oh my God. Flips. As if we wouldn't want to be there.
You guys would love a bounce house.
So we get a trampoline. We just jump at the same time and look them dead in the eye. We're like, I see you. Do you have a quote?
Oh yeah.
Wait, do you have a review?
Oh yeah.
I don't know what order we go in. I don't think it matters because this is our podcast.
Yeah. There are no rules here. This is from
burn the rule book.
Burn the rule book. This is from Gymnast02.
Wow.
Maybe she did cheerleading tumbles.
I bet she did a lot of them.
And she did.
But she was so cool.
The review says vibes. I started listening to Lori's podcast yesterday. I can't stop listening. She understands me and she is just honest. I love when you're happy. Thank you, Lori. !
That's so cool. That makes me so excited. I've been seeing a lot of new listeners, which is really, really freaking cool because I just think it's so fun to like
once we
find like we just what we do here is we kind of somehow raise the energetic weirdo flag for you and you find us.
Yeah. That flag should always come up.
It's always up.
Just raise it high and no shame.
I should just get a hat that says it so that when I'm walking, like people will either resonate or in California, they'll be like, ugh.
Oh, I can't deal with you. Oh, I'm
so cool. Just kidding. I love all of you.
Me too.
but I would like to find my weirdos.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Send us an email to Lori Hart, customer service at Lori.
To LoriHarder.com.
Customer service at Lori Harder. Yeah, you're not going to get anything if you just send it to LoriHarder.com. Send it to customer service at LoriHarder.com so that we can send you something really cool. It's probably going to be like a really cool either shirt or a mug.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, mugs are freaking rad.
I love mugs.
We're sitting here with mugs right now.
Yeah, I love my mug.
Mugs, not drugs. Okay?
Amen.
Public service announcement.
Yep.
Give me your quote.
Oh, my quote is from Joan Rivers. Oh man, I should pick one from Joan Rivers.
Yeah, she'd be like, your jacket is bad,
yeah,
but you're good.
But you're doing great. This is from Joan Baez. I think she was a musician. And she says, action is the antidote to despair.
Yeah, it is. How are you feeling? You doing those creative dates?
Yeah.
You did it again?
Yeah, I did.
High five. Yeah, yeah.
I got it on my calendar weekly.
How's it feeling?
Feeling great. It's starting to feel like a habit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice when you... So I think within those creative dates, even if it's just for 1 minute, it is like magic.
It really is.
You connect to whatever you believe. I believe it's God, source energy, whatever, because you are leaning in and saying, I know that I have something in here that's super creative and special yep. or magical because it's a part of you and it's yep. a connection. And you can't get that until you get really faithful with having those dates. Those dates with creativity are technically dates with yourself and with, I think, God or energy or whatever you believe. So
I agree.
I do think that it's something that a lot of people miss out on because they don't set that time and it's not easy. And some are horrible. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. It's like working out. It's like running.
Yes.
People are like, running is the worst thing ever until you start running a lot. Now, if running's not for you, that's totally fine. There's other ways to tap into this.
Yeah.
Long walks, right? Mm-hmm. You do long walks.
Love long
walks. If you missed long walks, you would miss those moments where you're in pure euphoria and where you feel so connected to nature and the people around you and the yes. universe. Like that happens. You just have to be committed to it. But a lot of people skip it because it's like, this seems boring. What is this doing? It's like an expectation.
You got to listen to a podcast or something. There's something. So many things you can do on a
great
walk
music.
Now. Oh, yeah. Sometimes put on that I good just, playlist.
I was just reading a friend's post. Jen Gottlieb posted this morning about one of her favorite things still to this day to do is just put on show tunes and walk through New York. Now she was on Broadway, but like that's one of my favorites
that's
too.
Cool.
Like put in like the best music, like literally, and walk around the city or walk around a park or whatever, and just like daydream,
change your energy.
Daydream.
Ooh, like Hamilton. You love Hamilton.
Love.
If you're having a bad day, put on the Hamilton soundtrack. Alexander Hamilton.
I'm trying to think what song I like.
I really like that one.
Your last shot one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not throwing away my shot. Why don't I remember? I listened to it for 2 years straight at the gym.
Yeah, it'll pump you up.
Yeah, it's so good. Hey guys, this is the perfect spot to take a break because I have to tell you some exciting news. Our famous Fast Foundations Mastermind is open again for enrollment. This is a mastermind that my husband, Chris Harder, and I put on for entry-level early stage entrepreneurs. And this is the only way to be able to work with Chris and I together in a room in person. I can promise you that this is literally one of the best masterminds out there for half the price. But I want you to listen in to some of these transformations that happen when you are in the room. And you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, that I always tell you, just show up for yourself and get your butt in the room. So listen into these.
Hey guys, my name is Michael Dash, and Fast Foundations really helped me get clear on my coaching strategy. They also did a great job in giving me some creative ideas, and I specifically credit Chris and Lori to coming up with some fantastic strategies. It is a no-brainer to join this mastermind. Fast Foundations was awesome.
Hey, my name is Jackie Service, and the Fast Foundations Mastermind helped me to ignite my business and see rapid growth financially while staying aligned in both business and life.
Fast Foundations Mastermind not only helped increase my financial literacy and improve my digital marketing skills, but the power, the true power, was in all of the relationships built and the collective knowledge of the other mastermind participants.
Okay, so here's the deal. All of those breakthroughs that you just heard, none of those people felt ready to be in that room. And I know you're sitting here thinking, I'm not even sure if I'm there yet. But let me tell you, if you make less than $499,000 a year, we want to lock arms with you to make your business explode and make you feel confident in all of the areas that you don't yet feel confident in. And I will tell you, as an entrepreneur, you never feel ready. You never, ever feel ready. It's all about taking that leap and showing up for yourself. So over the next 5.5 months, we want to lock arms with you, and spots are super limited. So go over to fastfoundations.com right now, because we want to work with you. We want you in this room. And as you can hear from the transformation, it is your turn now to have that same experience. So let's get back to the interview. Okay, this is from Mark Batterson, who wrote the book that I'm reading right now, which is Circle Maker, freaking game changer. I really want you to read it.
Okay.
It says, the greatest tragedy in life is the prayers that go unanswered because they go unasked. And this whole book is about really specific, I've been talking about it on the podcast. This book is about really specific prayers and also prayer walks, like really praying through, whatever that means to you. It could be meditating. For some people, this means visualization. Like for me, it's like a direct ask. And it talks about how if you are asking for something that you could do on your own, it's not big enough. That's literally like asking someone who does big, like has created the universe to be like, could you dust off my television?
Yeah.
He's like, no. Like offended. Like absolutely not. Dust it yourself. Ask me for something that I enjoy doing that's cool. Like helping you with a vision you can't possibly imagine doing. So it has been working miracles in my life. I cannot even tell you. Get this book.
Yeah.
Lean in. Don't stop doing it every single day. Things are moving really fast for me. I'm having problems come up with my company. Now, challenges, it happens all the time.
Right. That's normal.
That I'm like, oh, I can't solve this. So I'm going to need some serious help because I don't know who the people are who can help me solve this. So please bring them into my life. And I get really specific on who I need and who I would want, right down to like male or female.
Wow.
Oh yeah. And it's happening.
That's huge.
It is happening.
Because you're focusing on the solution rather than the problem.
Yep.
That's interesting.
And just belief.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's kind of crazy.
I just added that to my Amazon cart during that conversation. Okay. So thank you.
Yeah. Read it. You're going to love it.
I can't
it's
wait.
One of those books that like, I feel like you go past like 4 pages and you're like, yeah, it's good. And then you get the pop of like, oh my God, this changed my life. Yeah. And then you're like, I'm going to keep reading because this one sentence changed my life. And then 4 pages later, it happens again. So,
dang. Yeah. Okay.
But it feels a little like, meh, and then, whoa. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So hang in there. Keep reading. Yeah.
I'll wear my helmet when I read it.
That's not a review I would write for his book because it is that good, but that's just my review for here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a QQ?
Oh yeah. There's lots of QQs. This one's about courage.
I love questions on courage.
This one's from Alicia Lindsay.
Keys. I knew she
Alicia
listened.
Alicia Keys
I knew
wrote
she
in.
Thanks, Alicia, for taking the time.
Anytime.
What's her name? Alicia.
Alicia Lindsay.
Alicia Lindsay. Even better.
What? How to be bold when in sharing when your soul decided to do a rebrand.
How to be bold in sharing your new rebrand of yourself, meaning
yes,
you have done a 180. You are not the girl you used to be.
No.
And it is time to step on out.
You're stepping out.
Okay, here's the deal. Life just became a Broadway musical and you cannot show up the character that you were because you are now the leading lady and main star.
You're not the chorus anymore.
Oh, Alicia. No. So if you show up in that same outfit, if you show up with that same energy because you're afraid of outshining the lead, guess what? You're the lead of your life now.
Damn straight.
So you literally have to step in and show up as that. So the question is how to be bold.
Yeah, how do you do it?
Literally just start trying on what it would feel like if you showed up as your highest self. What would she wear? Mm-hmm. What would she say? How would she act? Who would she hang around? Would she still go to the same gym? Would she still shop at the same stores? Would she still order the same coffee? Would she put up with things when things don't actually go the way she wants or if someone is treating her not well? Like, would she still tolerate the same things? If you got a bad meal, if it truly was bad, would you say, oh, I'll just eat this? Or would you just say, ask politely, hey, I'm so sorry, but could I send this back? This isn't what I ordered, or this isn't exactly how I would like it. I'd really appreciate it. I so appreciate you. Like, I will not, I will not tolerate things not to my liking. Yeah. I don't drink bad wine. I will not drink bad coffee. And I do it in such a loving way. And I'll tip more, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I just won't tolerate things because that's what my highest self would do. She would be like, no, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this isn't what I ordered.
No, no. I want to be treated like how I want to feel. Mm-hmm. So right down to, I don't know, would she hold doors for people? What does she do? Yeah. Does she smile at people? Does she put her head up? Does she, 100%. Is she the person who initiates conversation or goes over to the corner to that person who looks like they're not having a good time and just says hello quick? Don't stay there.
I think she does.
Unless you start having fun, but don't stay there. Yeah. She doesn't tolerate that either.
No, you got to keep moving.
So I think trying those things on one by one. What do you think?
I like that.
Who's the highest version of Evans? What would she do that she's not doing right now?
Oh, I think the highest version is just a little more brave in some things. Mm. You know, just not second guessing yourself on like when I went on that friend date, it's like, I don't care if it's okay if we don't become lifelong friends.
How awesome.
Let's just show up and have fun.
That's amazing. And I hope everybody just really got that because that's how you will be free to make more friends and become the person you want. Because like also if this particular person doesn't bring the best out in you, which you can't always tell right away.
Sure.
Like you're also not attached. Like, nope, don't have to bring her with me on this next chapter of my life because she's not meant to be in it.
Right. And yeah. Same for her.
Should we send her this podcast? Would that be weird?
She'll be like, cool. I'll never see you again.
You're like, nice to meet you. And you'll be the topic for my podcast coming up. Just so you know. Bye. Cool. Don't do anything weird. Actually, do something weird. Yeah, it'll make for a better podcast.
Please, please, please.
You need to date more so we can talk about.
Like, I know.
I want you to actually meet some weirdos, like because you're not dating guys. So
I know.
We gotta talk about girls.
I mean, I admire people who date.
I mean, maybe you are dating guys. I don't know.
No, I'm not. I promise I'm not.
Just kidding, Adam. She's not.
No, no.
We're
dates,
clear. No, nope.
Except with my husband.
Okay, we're clear on that.
Yeah.
She just turned bright red.
I did. Great. I just got really nervous.
The blotches are coming. Okay, they're coming in. I feel lonely when they're not here.
I know.
It's like me, you, and the blotches.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we should call this podcast.
That's the band name.
Me, you, and the blotches.
The blotches. Do you want another
yes,
cue?
Please?
Okay. This is from Katie and her canines.
Yeah, it is. I love her. Katie and her canines. Sent us the cutest puppy stuff. It's adorable.
Those just bow ties.
Just wear it.
Yes, he does. I need to take a picture.
Okay, so cute.
They're freaking cute. How do you find the courage to leave the religion you grew up with and limiting beliefs?
Oh, hello, close to home.
What?
Right. Well, I left when I was 18 and I think that my courageous thing was, you know, moving out, but I was not acting courageous how I did it. And that's okay.
Totally
because
okay.
Sometimes, and I guess that was courageous to know that I was leaving and figure out how to do it. You're not going to know how to be courageous while doing it because here's the thing. We are innately built to be tribal. Mm-hmm. So technically you're leaving your safety zone. And what happens is our brain thinks that when we leave this group that we grew up with and that when it's all we know, your brain is like, do not leave. Life will not be safe. You could die because that's how we are wired. Like if you leave the tribe back in the past, you would be eaten by a cheetah or you wouldn't know how to hunt because that was put up. That was like, you know, a job of somebody else in the group. Maybe you were the seamstress. You're not going to sew your way out of a bad situation.
No. Or maybe you are. Wait,
maybe you might.
That's weird that you brought sewing up with Katie and her canines since she literally sews.
That is really weird.
Maybe she could sew herself out of this.
Maybe
situation.
She really could. She'd be like, you're mean. I'm going to put bow ties all over your eyeballs. And then they're like, I can't see.
Yeah.
And she'd have time to escape.
Yes.
Yeah. And they'd be so cute.
The cutest bow ties. Wait, I think Katie actually is sewing herself to her next thing.
She is. You know what? She's just wrapped
her
up.
Own business.
Yep. She'd like just wrapped up and sewed and completed the last stitch on where she's at. And now she's starting a new blanket that she can literally just create however
nice
she wants.
Blanket.
So it's not going to be easy. You are going to have moments where you think you should go back for sure for safety. Mm-hmm. But then once you leave, you're going to get a little taste of what it's like to be yourself and to be tapped into something that feels like a very free flowing connection to the world, to other people, to God, to whatever you believe. To whatever feels better for you. That's going to feel like so much more clear. And what's going to happen is you're going to try to go get back in that box and it's not going to fit. Mm-hmm. Like it legitimately will not fit. So you'll be so uncomfortable that you might even start acting in ways you don't want. That means that you need to ask for support and show up just in love and understanding.
Yep.
And also like just do the things that make you feel good. And go to the people, go start making friends with people. That's going to be huge for the transition. It's going to be lonely and scary. Mm-hmm. Make friends at the same time with other like-minded people. And as we talk about on this podcast, Evans, friends can take like a year to 3 years to 5 years.
Yeah, it takes a long time to find your people.
Took me a long time after leaving because it's not, the hardest part is if it's not bad people. Yeah. They're not bad people. No, it's just not a fit. And sometimes in religion, you can't, you're not allowed in a lot of religions to believe something different than what they believe. So a lot of times it won't fit. It won't work anymore. The relationship on either your end or their end. So it's a really challenging thing that I don't think enough people talk about.
No, I mean, for some reason, this just made me think of Cheryl Strayed in that book Wild. And how she was having a really crazy, her life was crazy.
Yeah.
And she went on a hike for a year by herself.
Cause she just had to.
She just had to.
She didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
I didn't know who I was without that. And I didn't know if it was right. And I will tell you, I still get moments where I'm like, was it right? And then immediately I get my answer. Mm-hmm. So it's deep. Like it goes really deep because it's your belief system. It's what we grew up with, you know, and everything was formed by the time we're what, seven, like our essential like beliefs and how we feel about things. And so it is breaking things that are like deep, deep, deep down to your core. So it's not easy, but your soul speaks a lot louder than anything else. So it will tell you.
Exactly. And like you said, it doesn't, I feel like when you make those shifts and maybe step away from a religion or something, it doesn't have to be a mean thing. Mm-hmm. You're still respectful. I think when you something respectfully.
Thank you for saying that.
Because it's not like you were like, I'm going to burn this place down. Goodbye.
Yeah. No. And it's not like, that's the thing. When I talk about my past religion, I always try to talk about it in a respectful way because guess what? It made me who I am.
Yep.
There were a lot of great people in it, but there were a lot of things that happened. Mm-hmm. And it's imperfect humans. So it's kind of like, you just I see it all with love and gratitude, but I'm also realistic about what it did in my life. So
absolutely,
you have to dance between those two emotions of like just what is and accepting what happened and just moving forward how you feel best.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not holding a grudge on it, but it is talking through it with people.
I love that.
Yeah. Do you have another cue? I think we have time for one more.
Absolutely. This is from @Andy_Ruth. Help. She spelled it H-A-L-P, which I love.
I feel
help.
Yeah.
I often fear the people I get close to just leads to more stress and obligation to others.
Okay. This is huge. So you have to meet people just with zero expectation and zero thinking you have to carry them along with you. This happens in my life so much because I meet hundreds of people sometimes in a week who, and I meet women who I fall in love with who I'm like, oh my God, but I know there's no room for them in my life right now. Mm-hmm. So I trust, here's what I always say. I trust that if this is meant to be, it'll come in my life at the right time when I have time. So yeah, some people might be like, oh, she has a bit of a wall up. You have to, or you will be bleeding everywhere and your energy will not go to the people that you love. So know who your handful is. Like literally, Andy, write down who like your five most important people are in your life and and make sure that they get all your energy first. And like, you know, I think we talked about this. I just had Shalene Johnson on my podcast, and she really talked about like a lot of people don't like my answer that I don't have room for more friends because I have kids. I have this group of friends and I'm going to put all of my energy to these people.
Sure.
And yeah, that can feel very like cold or guarded to people trying to come in, but you can't when you're someone who is like either very like an influencer in the forefront or someone who's very friendly or someone who a lot of people are drawn to because you have big energy. Like you got to guard yourself.
Yeah.
So you have to know, like, I'm going to give these people all of my energy in this area, or when I'm at this party or whatever, and I'm going to be, you know, very extroverted or I'm going to just be me, but I'm also not going to, like say something or do something that makes them think there's an expectation after this. Like it's very much, this is it. So yeah, it doesn't feel great sometimes, but it will feel great when you have time for your loved ones.
Amen.
So we gots to go, Evans.
Yeah, we gots to go enjoy the California sunshine.
Yeah, we got to start our life. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love and we will see you on the podcast next time.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.